Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
I know you don't, but I do.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The funeral of Pope Francis continues with 200,000 people in attendance at St. Peter's Square. One of the prayers for the late pontiff is heard through a translator.
For the late Pope Francis, that the chief shepherd, who eternally lives to intercede for us, may welcome him into his kingdom of light and peace.
ABC's Patrick Rievel at the Vatican says the ceremony reflects Francis's wishes, so will the procession and his final resting place.
There will be a procession from here to the Basilica of St. Mary Major, which is where Pope Francis has asked to be buried, and it's very unusual. It's a break in tradition. He will be the first pope in 100 years to be buried outside of the Vatican, and that means that we will have something that is also very unusual, a papal funeral procession going through the heart of Rome.
This is ABC News. Luigi Mangione, suspected of killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson last year in New York City, was arraigned Friday. He pled not guilty. He's now facing federal and state charges. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
The defense attorney, Karen Friedman-Ignifilo, said that she would seek to try only the federal case because the death penalty is at stake and try to make the state case that charges him with murder and terrorism offenses go away. This is a long process. Mangione's not due back in federal court until December. And in the meantime, the defense is going to try and get the death penalty off the table. We'll see how successful they are.
In a separate matter, a judge ruled that video of Sean Combs kicking and dragging his then-girlfriend Cassie Ventura in a Los Angeles hotel will be allowed to be shown as evidence in his upcoming sex trafficking and racketeering trial. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Your weekend forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Lots of sunshine today, a high of 62, partly cloudy, 37 tonight. On Sunday, mostly cloudy early, then partly cloudy, a bit breezy, 65 for a high. Variably cloudy, breezy, maybe a shower or thunderstorm Sunday night, not as cool with a low near 50. On Monday, windy, warm and more humid, scattered thunderstorms are likely with a high in the mid-70s. Tuesday, gusty winds, sprinkles, and we cool down to 60. Wednesday, a high of 58. Thursday and Friday, highs in the mid-50s to low 60s. Listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
You're my soul song. My everything that I do song.
me up when I'm blue song. That's why I sing all the time. You're my soul song. That's why I call you my solid gold song. Nothing in the world could ever go wrong as long as you are mine. Never in the world have I seen anybody like you in all my time. You give me a feel-good feeling through and through, and it's so fine. I'm up with the sun 'cause I don't want to waste it. I love you so much, I can almost taste it. I can't sit still when I look up and see you coming. I start humming. You're my soul song. My keep me safe from all harm song. My shelter from the storm song. That's why I sing all the time. You're my soul song. My keep me warm when I'm cold song. Nothing in the world could ever go wrong as long as you are mine. That's why I call you my son.
that's a pretty good way to wake up Janie Fricky for your Saturday morning weekend wake up. The Works Lawn Home Thermometer showing 34 degrees. Good morning, folks. Adam Hess with you. We are taking you through April 26th with Blackhawk from WRCO-FM.
It's another back door sticking in where you've been midnight. Quiet as a Mack truck, lots of luck thinking up an alibi. But every light in the house is on. Goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
Well, the door's unlocked and the light's still on and the covers turned down on the bed. And you don't have to say that you're sorry anymore, cause honey, I believe what you said. If there's anybody perfect, well, I ain't seen them yet. And we all gotta learn to forgive and forget. That's what you do when you're in love.
That he wasn't coming home. His guilt was too heavy and his pride too strong. He had a lot to drink and he did me wrong. Cause he didn't sleep alone last night. He said the other woman couldn't hold a light to me. That she made him feel young, kind of wild and free. He called home with his guilty plea. Cause he knew he hadn't done me right. He expected me to cry and hang up the phone. But all my heart could say,
trying to feel this way. Cause honey, I expected there'd be hell to pay. When a man gets lonely, sometimes he'll play. And last night I was a lonely man. I said, I know that you think I'm being kind and sweet. Loneliness can be a two-way street. Many times I've had to fight the urge to cheat. I'm just saying that I understand. As he stood there thinking about the words I said, I think he began to see.
Why should you choose local radio for your business? Flexibility and speed. Need to promote a sale or special event quickly? WRCO radio ads can be produced and aired much faster than other forms of advertising, allowing you to be responsive to your business and customer needs.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month. It's also a chance to talk about how underage drinking affects the growing brain. Teens who drink face a higher risk of depression, memory loss, and addiction later in life. Knowledge is prevention. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County. The Ithaca Lions Club invites you to a special fundraiser for Courtney Richards Hemphill, Sunday, April 27th from 11 to 2:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. Enjoy a pulled pork sandwich meal with coleslaw, cowboy beans, and desserts, all for just $15. Don't miss the bake sale and silent auction, too. If you'd like to donate to the auction or sale, contact Brittany Niemeyer, 604-3301, Celia Zeman, or Courtney Hemphill. Help support a great cause.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance. Just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroque's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care.
It sounds like the annual Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival is going to be an outstanding event, especially with the Kinshi Pedal Pole and Fire Safety House. The kiddos will definitely have a blast participating. I bet the whole community will be buzzing with excitement about the festival. If you're planning on going, it looks like signing up for the pedal pole before 11 a.m. at the Riverdale School Bus Garage is key to getting in on the action. A special thank you to our proud sponsors, including Cardinal Glass Industries, Chase and Smoke, the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, English Prairie Distillery, Meister Cheese, and Morel Masters, the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival, and the Kinshi Pedal Pole. What a great way to spend your weekend in Muscadet!
Lace up those running shoes. Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination is hosting an outdoor run-walk event on Saturday, May 17th at the Dr. Killian Meyer Building in Richland Center with a quarter-mile kids run, one-mile fun run-walk with a firefighters challenge, 5K and 10K distances. There's something for all abilities. It's about getting active and reducing cancer risk. Register before May 1st to guarantee your event t-shirt. Late registrations are welcome, but shirts are not guaranteed. Register in person at the Grace office above Royal Bank in Richland Center Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 to 3 or online at walkwithgrace.com. Let's move together for a great cause Saturday, May 17th.
With sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, I'm Adam Hess. Last night, Mauston visited Richland Center in softball, and Phil Nee was there.
The Richland Center softball team improved to 4-5 on the season with a 15-0 three-inning win over visiting Mauston. The Friday night game was played at North Park after a rainy, cool day. Freshman pitcher Kyrie Fisher pitched three innings of no-hit ball. She struck out five on the way to the win. Carly Meaden and Chloe Darling both scored two runs. Maddie McGlynn, Jasmine Hazelrig, and Reagan Shep all had RBIs for the Hornets. Danny Knutson suffered the pitching loss for the Golden Eagles. Several players from the 1996 state runner-up softball team were present and honored between the JV and varsity games. A good crowd gathered to honor the past Hornets and to support the current teams. Emily Elliott Martin was a member of that 96 state team, and she remembers coaches Cy and Vicki Dahlberg coaching them at many levels.
Cy and Vicki would take us all over. I remember we went to Bowling Green, Kentucky one year. That was just like a huge deal that we traveled that far. And they really signed us up for all these tournaments, and I know we played in the Women's League, and they were just really exposing us to the game and honing in our skills. And we just played a lot of ball together, and we were just really, really great friends. You know, when you look back on your days of high school, and I'm sure these girls will too, it's the friendships and the relationships that you have. You know, it's that vibe that you have as a team. Yeah, it's awesome that we went to the state tournament, but, you know, you remember the friendships forever.
Following the 15-0 win, Richland Center will prepare to return to conference action with a game on Tuesday night at home against Platteville. Mauston is now 0-10 to start the season. They will play Wisconsin Dells on Tuesday. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Ithaca shut out Riverdale in softball last night, 12-0. River Ridge in three innings over Boscobel, 15-0. Prairie du Chien 8, Iowa Grant 1, and Brookwood over DeSoto 11-4. Baseball finals at the high school level, Dodgeville over Richland Center 4-3, Boscobel 14-1 over Wazika Steuben. River Ridge shut out Monticello Albany 10-0, and Belmont 10, Pecatonica 0. One girls soccer scored a report from last night, Reedsburg over Ripon 5-2.
Court and Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
WRCO.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up, and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, well, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills, and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. But it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some of the guys.
could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right.
6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a checking on down the line. Well, I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and that smoke's a-blowing black as coal. My hometowns are coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Of course, Sawyer Brown did a remake of that song.
6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Dave Dudley's may be the best, however. 6 days on the road. It's part of your weekend wake up. Now it's 5:26 and we're at 33 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Hey, the great wake-up tunes continue. This is Emmylou Harris with C'est la vie. You never can tell on WRCO.
Like the mountains in springtime, like like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me. Let me give my life to you. Let me drown in your laughter. Let me die in your arms. Let me lay down beside you. Let me always be with you. Come, let me.
But I hope they know that my life stood for the things that were important. Now I'll hand out the same sturdy old values of my daddy and my mama. It made me every ounce of what I am, and I got it honest.
Weekend forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Lots of sunshine today, a high of 62, partly cloudy, 37 tonight. On Sunday, mostly cloudy early, then partly cloudy, a bit breezy, 65 for a high. Variably cloudy, breezy, maybe a shower or thunderstorm Sunday night, not as cool, with a low near 50. On Monday, windy, warm, and more humid. Scattered thunderstorms are likely with a high in the mid-70s. Tuesday, gusty winds, sprinkles, and we cool down to 60. Wednesday, a high of 58. Thursday and Friday, highs in the mid-50s to low 60s.
Crawford County is proud to host the 78th Ellis and Dairyland Finals, May 15th through the 17th. Experience a weekend celebrating our state's rich agricultural heritage. Friday night is a Wisconsin product showcase in Gay's Mills. The excitement culminates Saturday with a dinner at the historic Dousman House, followed by the selection of the 78th Ellis and Dairyland at the Prairie du Chien Performing Area Arts Center. Learn more and get your tickets now at AliceandDairyland.com. Celebrate Wisconsin agriculture with us in Crawford County.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Our Spring Fling Sale is April 21st through the 26th. Grills on sale all week. Power tools, clothing, chainsaw chain sharpening, $5 each, limit of 10. And our Vietnam Vet Chapter 7 brought sale on the 26th. Stop in that week for these and many other great deals. Hope to see all of you there. And as always, we appreciate your business.
For those of us affected by the hailstorm recently, it can be a major pain. But Jones Chevrolet is here to help. We were affected just like lots of you were, so we're punching the accelerator to fix the damage caused to so many vehicles in Southwest Wisconsin. Call or stop by today to schedule your repair. We've got extra crews lined up so we can repair hail dings, glass damage, and paint damage. We will work with your insurance directly to get the claim paid for you too. Jones Chevrolet Buick, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, find new roads.
As crops begin to grow, so do the buzzing workers of the farm, bees, butterflies, and other pollinators. These tiny powerhouses help ensure strong yields and healthy plants. A salute to the farmers who protect and appreciate those natural helpers. This message is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire and Auto, Richland Center, your total car care center, keeping you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignment. And Chetwood Electric, your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Wake up
from WRCOFM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm.
talented Charlie McLean, Band of Gold, as we wake you up and get you ready to face the world on your weekend wake up. 542, mostly clear skies. The Works Floor and Home Thermometer showing 33. That's our morning low. Oh, Jamaica wouldn't be bad this time. Of the show, we love us some Charlie Pride, eh? 545 Farm News is right around the corner. The forecast calling for lots of sunshine, 62. No rain in the forecast this weekend in Kentucky or otherwise. Well, maybe Kentucky, but not here at home.
Seven lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I've gone walking through. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain.
some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you.
There's a reason he's called the King of Rock and Roll. That hit right there is pretty much proof of that. Elvis Presley, Kentucky Rain. We'll have a farm news update in less than 7 minutes right here on your radio.
Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he was kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, there's a light up above. And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With jacks and timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies one hell of a man, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-through Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
A lot of questions for grains and oil seeds as we head towards May. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Dan O'Brien, Extension Agricultural Economist at Kansas State University, tells Brownfield there are more unknowns than knowns right now for grains and oil seeds as we get ready to flip the calendar.
In today's trading environment where we are looking at quite a bit of reliance on algorithm trading, and algorithm trading needs hard numbers. You're in a situation where you're waiting to see, or the markets are waiting to see some hard facts to trade on. And really, as of right now, the next set of hard numbers coming out of the USDA anyway are going to be in the WASDE report, the World Agriculture Supply Demand reports coming out in the next one is on May the 12th. So that's coming, but that report for wheat will have some, as my understanding, will have some survey info on it from USDA in the field numbers. But for corn and soybeans and et cetera, you're still looking at Economic Research Service trend line numbers. We won't have a lot of surety, because again, things are uncertain. They don't know. They assume normal conditions all the way through. So the 181 for corn for yield, the 52.5 for soybeans that we had seen, and those are all assuming normal conditions all the way through. But what we're just talking about here now is, well, whether we get those normal conditions or not is closer to a coin flip, especially. Coin flips probability, especially when it looks like credible weather forecasters are seeing signs that things could be drier going forward. So I guess that we'll just have to wait and see and be circumspect and judicious and respond accordingly. I don't think the markets will tend to jump too high unless they really start to see evidence out into evidence down the road of real crop damage.
And now for your look at cash livestock, let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan.
Thanks, John. It took all week for direct cash cattle trade to develop, and it was definitely worth the wait. Live deals in the South were noted at $213. That's $3 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. There were some other scattered deals that took place throughout the week. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture says it was another pretty solid week of business at sale barns throughout the state.
There was a lot of calves in smaller load lots, not a lot of, full pot loads, just little gooseneck loads scattered around seemed to make up the majority of the offering on the calves side. Now, the few yearlings that we had, they did show up in big load lots, but again, that was not the majority of the offering this week. The markets were stronger for the most part. There was some unevenness around, but the Kevs, they went ahead and set an all-time record high like we've heard at so many of the barns around the entire nation this week. Our Missouri Stocker formula for those, basically a 500-pound, 50-pound steer in the state of Missouri this morning, 375.02. So that's an all-time record. They just keep climbing as the grass greens up here. Taking a look at some of the stick-out drafts this week. At Kingsville Livestock Auction, they sold 25 head of 455-pound steers at $440.50. They also had 22 head of 513-pound steers at $421. The average statewide on those light five weights this week at $388. Joplin Regional Stockyards, they sold 23 head of 557-pound steers at $405. Then Tina Livestock Market, 34 head, 610-pound steers at $363. Then we can go back to Kingsville again, a full load of 807-pound steers at $299. Taking a look at some of the heifers, 35 head of 506-pound fancy heifers at Kingsville, $378.50. The average price statewide on those light five-weight heifers this week at $344. And then a full load of 709-pound heifers at Kingsville, $310. The average for those light seven-weight statewide this week at $282.
Thanks, Tony. According to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early weaned pigs were $3 higher and feeder pigs were steady. Demand was good for limited offerings. The weighted average for early weaned pigs was $45.30 and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was $82.94. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. This ABC News update on WRCO is sponsored this hour by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, a meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
Looking to stock up your freezer? Check out Prem Meats in Spring Green for fantastic meat bundles. Busy families will love their famous heat and serve barbecue pork, chicken, and beef for quick and delicious meals on the go. Planning a graduation party? It's not too late to contact them for all of your catering needs. Don't forget to try their fresh take-and-bake pizzas and Friday fish carryout specials. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The funeral of Pope Francis continues with 200,000 people in attendance at St. Peter's Square. One of the prayers for the late pontiff is heard through a translator.
For the late Pope Francis, that the chief shepherd, who eternally lives to intercede for us, may welcome him into his kingdom of light and peace.
ABC's Patrick Rievel at the Vatican says the ceremony reflects Francis's wishes. So will the procession and his final resting place.
There will be a procession from here to the Basilica of St. Mary Major, which is where Pope Francis has asked to be buried. And it's very unusual. It's a break in tradition. He will be the first pope in 100 years to be buried outside of the Vatican, and that means that we will have something that is also very unusual, a papal funeral procession going through the heart of Rome.
This is ABC News. Luigi Mangione, suspected of killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson last year in New York City, was arraigned Friday. He pled not guilty. He's now facing federal and state charges. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
The defense attorney, Karen Friedman Agnifilo, said that she would seek to try only the federal case because the death penalty is at stake and try to make the state case that charges him with murder and terrorism offenses go away. This is a long process. Mangione's not due back in federal court until December. And in the meantime, the defense.